Give somebody a hard high five and say to him or her, happy first Sunday of June. You may please be seated. I welcome you all to the sixth Thanksgiving service of Heaven's Glorious and Mercy. Let's put our hands together as we praise God. Amen. Thank you so much. I'll be taking my Bible reading from Psalm 108 and verse 1. Psalm 108 and verse 1. Oh God, my heart is fixed. I will sing and give praise, even with my glory. The title of this morning's message, before we praise and worship God and dance before Him, is A Fixed Heart. A Fixed Heart. In the Bible, the heart is considered as the seat and essence of life. It is not one of the organs when the Bible referred to the heart. Hence, it means the mind, the soul, the spirit, or even your entire emotional entity. King David is among those who qualify to instruct others on how to praise God adequately and absolutely. Because he, that is David, went through different phases of life, yet he remained steadfast in praising and worshiping God. We are here praising and worshiping God. There are families that still cannot understand what is happening to their world. Your heart must be fixed, otherwise you will begin to question the authority and the majesty of God. And that's why the psalmist in the person of David said, my heart is fixed. I will sing and I will praise God. Your heart must be fixed. David's heart was fixed to the point that nothing can deter him from praising and worshiping his God. Therefore, people of God, your mood or your status should not be the determinant factor when it comes to the issue of praising and worshiping God. This Sunday have been set aside for thanking and worshiping God. But as a child of God, every day should be a day of thanksgiving. Because to him that is joined to the living, there is hope. For it is better for you to be alive and serve God than wait until you die. Because when you die, you can't serve God. For a living dog is better than a dead lion. Shout hallelujah if you are living. Listen to me, church. There are no perfect individual. Neither is there a perfect family. As long as you are alive, there will be something that you are still trusting God for. There is still something that you want happen. Whether in your life, in the life of your husband, in the life of your wife, in the life of your children, there is something that tries to deter you from praising God. It could be when you are praising God and you hear a testimony of somebody who just bought a car and you're still struggling with your car. As a human being, it affects you. Am I right? As a human being, anytime what you are trusting God for, you are hearing a testimony of those who are having it easily, it affects you. And if your heart is not fixed to praise and to worship God, you feel one kind. Using the Nigerian English, you feel one kind, praising and worshiping God. In fact, it gets to a time you become irritable. It's like, why are they shouting? So why are they so loud? No, they are shouting and they are so loud because God has just blessed them. But regardless of the blessing, there is still something they are trusting God for. They are saying, God, when will you answer this brother? When will you give this family babies? When will you heal this family? When will you restore peace and equity into this family? Anytime you think like that, it punctures your praise and your worship. That's why your heart must be fixed. I have been there before. There was a time in my life that I couldn't make ends meet. And yet, I was dedicated to the things of God. You cannot fault me when it comes to the things of God. Yet, there were needs in my life. I remember vividly, in those days when we used to have first part of the Holy Ghost service and second part. And then I was the praise worship leader. And it was time to start the Holy Ghost service. And I heard at that time one big stranger between my legs. Only one person got it. Oh, you understand what I'm talking about? Big stranger, it was dazzling, shiny between my legs. And I told the devil, regardless, let me even call the name of that thing is called boil. It was there, very big, shiny. In fact, I have to call my brother-in-law, who was a doctor. I said, this big thing is getting bigger. He asked, is it painful? I said, yes, okay. It will soon burst. Because if it was not painful, then there would be a concern. And I was to lead the church at the Holy Ghost service. Guess how I went to the altar? I took my two children. Can't remember it was Princess and JJ. JJ and Princess, right? So I held, they were little, I held both of them, and I was just going this way. They thought I was strolling, just playing with the children. It was painful, and yet I was going to praise God. Your mood and your status does not determine how you praise God. You praise God because He's God. You praise God because of His majesty. You praise God because He has the final say. You praise God because He has the bigger picture of your life. You don't praise God only based on that car, because very soon the car will lose its value. And yet you can't eat in some people's car. You still can't eat in that car. So I got there, and by the time I started praising God and jumping and sweating profusely, I got to give way. When you praise God, when your heart is fixed in praising God, a lot of things will give way. Obstacles will give way. Lift up your right leg and shout hallelujah. One can be overwhelmed, not just because of you, but because of the brethren you are praying with or praying for. And I have a lot of them in my prayer list. You can be overwhelmed, but you cannot explain what is going on. All you can say, I just want to say, Baba, thank you, I just want to say, Father, thank you, because you cannot explain what is going on, but you always remember what He has done. When I think of the goodness of Jesus, my very soul shall shout, praise God for saving me. You may not have your prayers answered, but there is this something that God has done for you. You may not have the prayers of that your brother, that your sister, that your friend answered yet, but there is this something he has done for you, that you are alive, that you can go out and come in, that you can sleep and wake up, that you can wear your clothes, that you are not carrying oxygen tank around, that people are not running away from you. There is hope because you are still alive. My very soul shall shout hallelujah, praise God. Psalm 108 verse 1, the psalmist said, oh God, my heart is fixed. I will sing and give praise, even with my glory. One thing that kept David going as a shepherd boy, as a fugitive, even as a king, was because his heart was fixed. It was because of the ruggedness of his heart to keep on keeping on, regardless of what he was going through. He made his mind known to God that regardless of what I'm going through, there is something that will not depart from my life. Singing and praising you. There are a lot of things, brother, that will not allow you to praise God. There are a lot of things, sister, that will not allow you to praise God. How do you praise God when you're still trusting God for the fruit of the womb? How do you praise God when you're still trusting God for a life partner? How do you praise God? How do you praise God when you're still trusting God for a job? You're still believing God on how you're going to pay that mortgage, how you're going to pay that car note. You're thinking about your children, how you're going to give them a better life. And yet a lot is eluding you. How do you praise God? You praise God with a fixed heart. The psalmist said, my heart is fixed. Hear that, God. My heart is fixed. Shout hallelujah, somebody. Give the Lord a big clap and say, my heart is fixed. And that's why God said, David is a man after my heart, regardless of what he has done, because he gives me what I enjoy. I told you what is happening now, it's God talking to you through me. But what you give to him is praise and worship. And that's why you don't miss praise and worship time. That is what you give to him. He inhabits the praises of his people. He seeks for worshipers. May he find a worshiper in you. In the name of Jesus. Listen to me, Church of God. A continual praising and thanking God is an act of faith. And vocalizing your heart to God is the key word to stability and sustainability. When you praise God, regardless of what you are going through, you are established. When you praise God, regardless of what you are going through, your sustainability is confirmed, because God will arise and have mercy on Zion. Shout hallelujah, somebody. I don't like your hallelujah. Shout hallelujah, somebody. Your heart must be fixed. A fixed heart, let me announce to you if you don't know, your heart must be fixed in order to relate with human beings. Your heart must be fixed in order to cope with the roller coaster way human beings behave. People are people, including church people. What did I say? Look at your neighbor and say, people are people, including you. Hallelujah. It takes a fixed heart to be able to relate with people. Listen to me, Church of God. Your heart must be fixed. Otherwise, you will not get a lot of things done. A successful marriage and raising a family is possible when you have a fixed heart. It takes a fixed heart to live with a woman. What did I say? Permit this grammar. It takes a fixer heart to live with a man. Why one clapping is louder than the other? Trust me. Trust me. Your heart must be fixed that this marriage must work. This marriage must succeed. It takes a fixed heart. The reason you did not marry an angel. You married a human being with all their characters and all their temperaments. And that's why during marriage, we're going to have... What happened to marriage in this church? It will begin very soon. Yeah. It is starting very soon. And that's why when the bridegroom is standing here and the father of the girl or the lady bringing the lady, and I'll be looking at his face, he'll be... I say, yeah. If you only know what they are carrying... The good, the bad, the ugly, everything. The father is saying, let me go again. It takes a fixed heart to be able to dwell with a man or with a woman. It takes a fixed heart to remain in church as a youth, as an adult, and at old age you are still in that church. It takes a fixed heart. Because a lot of people, they shop, they window shop. I hope we don't have window shoppers in there. Let me go and check them out. No, you don't check a church out. Let the Holy Spirit lead you. When he leads you to a church, sit down. Or let me put it in the better way, sit down. Sit down. The day I entered the Redeemed Christian Church of God, I said, I've ended up. This is where Jesus is going to meet me. Everything I had and I have, I'm going to put it to the workability of this system. It takes a fixed heart to remain steadfast in the Lord. That's what David said. My heart is fixed. Nobody can dissuade me from following you, Lord. That's what Peter told Jesus. Say, we don't understand you actually, but we will not go anywhere. Look at your neighbor and say, hi. That today is Thanksgiving Sunday. We're getting ready to praise God. Your heart must be fixed in order to live through this life. To live through life, your heart must be fixed because the unexpected do happen. The unexpected do happen, even to Christians. And Elisha died of his sickness. With all the anointing, Elisha was sick. John the Baptist, they cut off his head, and he was a forerunner of Jesus. Abraham had no baby until he was old. Elizabeth and Zacharias. So the unexpected do happen. The unexpected what? To happen. Your heart must be fixed. When I met my wife, I told her later, when she visits me and I'm escorting her to Odrelegba bus stop to take, in those days, I was not doing badly. You know, there are people who wait for taxis. In those days, all you need to do is drop. They will stop, and that's what drop. But before we get to the bus stop, I'll pretend as though I'm busy. I'll let her walk in front of me. I'll just be checking her out. But I did not know that the time is coming that she will lose her left leg. But my heart was fixed. It was fixed. Pastors, they were telling me there are many fishes in the ocean. I said, me, I don't catch one, and I'm not letting go. If your heart is not fixed, people will mess you up big time. If your heart is not fixed, they will make you hate your wife that is so loving. One lady without home training will begin to... If your heart is not fixed, you begin to look. If your heart is not fixed, everything you see, you look. For me, my heart is fixed. Shake, shake. My heart is fixed. I will come out my eyes. Because my heart is fixed. I don't catch this one. No way. It's in a fixed heart. I brought 6 children to this life. It is a fixed heart. As long as I live, I will be their father. It doesn't matter, let them be earning 10 figures. Papa na papa. Trust me. There is nothing, regardless of what they earn, nothing they ask that I don't give them. See, give them money. Not because they don't, I could say, hey, you have money. No. Papa na papa. Forever. And everything you need to be papa, may God supply in the name of Jesus. Everything you need to do to be a mama forever, may God supply in the name of Jesus. In the poverty of the highest order, that your son will say, dad, I need you. You say, you are working now. Go on. No, 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 no. It's poverty of the highest order. That's what I've just done. Because the elders will say, what we use as head, we don't use it to touch the ground. You are head and you will remain head forever. It is a fixed heart that keeps a man to give. You're going to need to give to God. Pay your tithes. I told you, whether I'm in church, by the way, I wasn't in church last Sunday. That was a powerful one. But whether I'm in church or not, my offering never ceases. I put it on auto. Auto. No, that you're not correct. Right? It's auto, right? There's no TH. Auto. What is auto? Auto. Huh? Uh-huh. Before I wake up, kingdom, wale, no, not wale. The church have taken it. So whether I'm in church, it's a fixed heart. My tithe, when you give me $1, I must tithe out of it. Why? My heart is fixed. I don't need your encouragement to serve God anymore. Because my heart is fixed. That's what David said. He said, my heart is fixed like a concrete slab. When your heart is fixed, is that you are unmovable. You are steady. Nobody will say, because they didn't greet me. And greet yourself. They did not text me since I came to this church. They did not. Text yourself. Send it to your WhatsApp from your regular and just text yourself. There's a family, I believe they are here. They say, Pastor, we are in this church. We are here to introduce ourselves. They came to my office and said, we are husband and wife. We came to introduce ourselves. And we are ready to walk. I got born again on a crusade ground. Nobody knew I got born again. I followed myself up. That's true. That's what I did. I followed myself up. The reason? My heart is fixed. My heart is fixed. Shout hallelujah. That's one of my new members there. Yeah, that's it, my girl or my boy. My children, my biological children. Don't forget the ghetto. Don't forget. Yeah, that's true. So I'm pouring water in front so that I will... My heart is fixed. Listen to me, Church of God. Listen to me, our online worshipers. As comfortable and convenient as the online church is, the importance of showing up in church cannot be overemphasized. The Bible says, forsake not the assemblies of yourselves together. Online church is good, but it's not gooder. Were you laughing at me or laughing with me? Both. Show up in church. A time comes that you will need a home church. A time will come, like the elder will say, human beings are my garment. A time comes that you'll need us. Let me tell you, summer, heaven's glorious embassy is fully open. Come to church. Yeah, you come to church. Shout hallelujah. My heart is fixed. The word fixed there is not like repairing something. It's talking about something that is stabilized. Something that is stabilized, rooted, unshakable. And that is what David meant when he said, my heart is fixed. I will praise the Lord. I may not understand what is going on, but I will praise the Lord. I will thank him. When David was running from pillar to post, he wrote a song, a psalm that says, I will bless the Lord at all times. I will bless the Lord at all times. I will bless the Lord at all times. When I'm in the valley, when I'm in the mountain, I will bless the Lord at all times. I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praises shall continually be in my mouth. I will make my boast in the name of the Lord. I will bless the Lord at all times. Hallelujah. I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall continually be in my mouth. I will make my boast in the name of the Lord. I will bless the Lord at all times. Hallelujah. I will. Hallelujah. Oh, I will bless the Lord at all times. Shall we rise, church? Except you are heavily pregnant, just stand. God, in his infinite wisdom, in his majestic status, does not want you to understand everything. He leads you bit by bit. If you are a child of God, God will not show you the bigger picture. When Joseph was dreaming his dreams, if God had told him all that he would go through, he would run away. When God told Abraham, you're going to be the father of nations, if God told him then what he was going to go through, he will run away. Those of us that are pastors today, if God had told us when we left Calcutta Republic that we are going to be pastors today, we will go back to Republic. But God hides everything. He gives us in bits. That's why you just have to praise God. Whatsoever comes your way. Today is Thanksgiving Day. It is day for us to just bless Him. Yet we don't understand. We don't have the bigger picture. I just want to praise you, Lord. Lift my hands to say, I love you, you are everything to me. Yes, I exalt your holy name on high. I just want to praise you, Lord. I lift my hands to say, I love you. You are everything to me. Yes, I exalt your holy name. I exalt your holy name. Like I said, there were times things were falling apart. Yet I was a Christian, a pastor, a God-fearing pastor. Yet challenges still show up. There are still things that I'm still praying about, even as I stand before you, that God has not answered. But I decided not to quit because my heart is fixed. And I know it's a matter of time. He's going to do what He's going to do. You don't have the bigger picture. You don't know why things are the way they are. You cannot explain why things are the way they are. Yet God expects you to praise Him in everything. You do it. The one walking behind the scene, he has the final say. The one walking behind the scene, he knows exactly how to reverse the irreversible. But you keep your head high and your shoulder high and continue to worship Him. I just want to praise you, Lord. I lift my hands to say, I everything. Oh, I exalt your holy. Exalt your holy name. I exalt your holy name.
there is none like you. All of my days I want to say the wonders of your world, mighty love, my comfort, my comfort, my shelter, power of refuge and strength. Let every breath that I am never cease to
us to do is to be in his good book. That's all that we can do, to endeavor to be assured that we are born again. So if you're in the house, you know you're not born again. There's no how your heart can be fixed. The only one that will fix your heart is the devil. We fix your heart in such a way that you will only want to do things that makes God angry and upset. But I want you to invite God into your heart so that he will grant you the grace to fix your heart in holiness and in righteousness. Is there anyone in the house, you know you're not born again? You know Jesus is not living in you. What opportunity you have. This is an opportunity to say, Lord Jesus, come into my heart. Those of us worshiping from your different homes, you know you're not born again. You know you're living in sin. What a moment to say, Lord Jesus, come into my heart. This Thanksgiving Sunday, let it be the beginning of greater things in your life. Is there anyone in the house you want to be born again? You know you're not born again. You know that the Lord is not living in you. You know that you are living in sin. What a time to say, Lord Jesus, come into my heart. Is there anyone in the house? Just lift your hand up and I'll just pray with you. Anyone in the house? Those of us worshiping at home, you know you're not born again. This is a time to say, Lord Jesus, come into my heart. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray.